G'day and welcome. Thanks for joining us on the Mining and Technology Podcast. I'm excited to kick off this journey with you, bringing you all the latest insights into mining tech and industry innovations. Whether you're a seasoned miner or just someone who's curious about the industry, you're in the right place.
Absolutely. We're here to keep things entertaining but packed with useful info. A good mix of news, expert discussions, and maybe even the odd laugh here and there. Kind of like your one-stop shop for all things mining tech.
Oh yeah, mining and jokes, definitely an unbeatable combo, right? But really, before we dive into today's discussions, let's take a moment to introduce ourselves. You know, give folks a bit of an idea of exactly who they're listening to. I'll go first. So I've spent over a decade consulting in industries like drilling, wind energy, oil and gas, and of course mining. My focus is asset data management and optimizing business processes, things like maintenance planning and helping teams get the most out of systems like ERP or CMMS, especially AMT. And that's where I thrive, ensuring everything runs like, well, a well-oiled machine. So
a well-oiled machine. Nice one, mate. All right, now my turn. I've been doing this for over 30 years, from heavy mining equipment to processing plants. I've worked across coal, copper, lithium, gold, you name it. These days, I'm lucky enough to be the general manager for technology and reliability at Mineral Resources Limited. My goal is all about improving operations and cutting down costs. Plus, I've got a few cracking what's in all field stories to share along the way. So stick around for those.
Oh, you've definitely seen it all. And that's exactly what makes this such an exciting space to discuss. Between your hands-on expertise and my focus on data and systems, I feel like we bring a pretty unique perspective to the table. Wouldn't you agree?
Couldn't agree more. It's about bridging practical on-site experience with systems that actually work. Ones that solve real problems, not just tick boxes on some report.
Exactly. And that's why I think this series will be so valuable. We're aiming to peel back the layers on the key challenges in the mining industry while unpacking how technology can help address those challenges effectively.
Right then, let's dive into one of those key industry challenges we touched on. Mining asset management. It's a big topic, isn't it? Keeping these massive operations running smoothly, finding that balance between maintenance and production goals, all while keeping costs down. Not exactly a walk in the park.
Absolutely. And it's not just maintenance. It's how maintenance aligns with production. You can't have a great production schedule if equipment is always breaking down. But here's the thing. Many organizations still struggle to see the early warning signs because their systems aren't set up to catch them.
Exactly. I'll give you an example. Back when I was managing a gold mining operation, we had this one day that still haunts me. Hunch AM's haul trucks operating almost 24/7 and bam, critical engine failure. Just one truck down, but guess what? It caused nearly 12 hours of downtime for the whole fleet.
12 hours, that's brutal. The cost must have been staggering.
You're telling me it wasn't just the repair bill, it was the ripple effect. The schedule was a mess and the team was scrambling. Turns out we'd missed the warning signs in the operational data. If we had flagged it earlier, even just a few hours, we could have avoided the whole thing.
It's a classic example of reactive versus proactive management. The data was there, but without the right tools or processes, it's, well, just noise. And that's where systems like AMT can make a world of difference. They don't just collect data, they help you interpret it in a way that drives action.
Spot on. AMT isn't some off-the-shelf software trying to fit into mining. It's made for it. It connects lifecycle costing, maintenance schedules, and component performance. So you can stay ahead of problems, not chase them after they happen.
And that tailored approach is everything. These tools speak the language of mining. They make it possible to map out every detail from real-time insights to long-term strategies. That kind of clarity, it's a game changer.
Couldn't agree more. When you see the results, you don't look back. Better equipment uptime, lower costs, and fewer nasty surprises. It's what modern mining needs. Following what we discussed about AMT's tailored approach, let's talk about another game-changing concept, dynamic life cycle costing, or DLCC. It builds on that idea of staying ahead by not just planning better, but reacting smarter. By leveraging real-time data, it transforms decision-making into a dynamic and informed process.
Exactly. Think of it as moving away from static assumptions about maintenance. DLCC allows adjustments based on what's actually happening, not what might happen. I worked with a company that rolled this out for their truck fleet, and within 6 months, they cut unplanned the downtime by 20%. That's not just a statistic. It's a huge operational win.
20%, that's massive. I mean, downtime costs add up fast. Lost production, spiraling repairs, team stress, you name it. It's a game changer when the data works for you, you know?
Precisely. The key here is real-time updates driving those decisions. Without it, you're always playing catch-up. DLCC doesn't just tell you what's broken, it points out what could break. That foresight is invaluable in large-scale mining.
Oh, absolutely. And let's add another must-have tool into the mix, residual value in components, or RVC. It's all about squeezing every bit of life out of your equipment without pushing it too far. Honestly, it saved my bacon more than once.
It's such an underrated metric. The whole idea is that you're not just guessing when to replace a part or scrap an asset. You're guided by data, like you said, not leaving money or value on the table.
Exactly. I remember managing a fleet of haul trucks at an iron ore site. We realized we were scrapping components at like 70% of their usable life. Total waste of money.
70%? That's like throwing money out the window. What did you do?
Well, we dug into AMT's RVIC reports, adjusted our replacement thresholds based on actual wear patterns instead of some generic rule of thumb. Little tweaks like that ended up saving hundreds of thousands over just 1 year, one fleet.
It highlights how crucial these tools are. RVIC isn't just a metric, it's a practical, actionable insight. Think of it as a guide. It tells you when to hold back and when to make your move. The savings aren't accidental, they're precise, but...
Totally. And when you pair something like RVIC with DLCC, you're not just managing assets, you're stretching their value while cutting down on surprises. It's a win-win for any operation.
And that's exactly what makes AMT so effective. It's a proactive system designed for mining complexity, not an afterthought or a repurposed tool. That specificity is where the magic happens.
Building on that, think about this. How much time do teams across different departments waste just trying to align? It's crazy, right? And that's where AMT excels once again. Its capability to streamline cross-department communication through seamless data exports. That's the kind of practical innovation we're talking about.
You're absolutely right. The cross-functional component is so underrated. A straightforward integration like exporting data into Excel or sharing directly with finance or operations teams bridges the gap seamlessly. No more second-guessing or manual re-entry of data. It's all there, ready to act on.
Exactly. Back in the day, I've seen teams scrambling, literally copying numbers from one system into another. Hours wasted, and let's not even get started on the errors that would creep in. Now, a click of a button, and you've got clean, shareable data. It's like a breath of fresh air, mate.
More than just a time saver, too. Accurate, accessible data fuels collaboration. And when everyone, maintenance teams, planners, finance, shares the same insights, it's easier to make informed decisions. And teams aren't just reacting anymore. They're proactively shaping outcomes.
Right. And the results don't lie. You've got fewer errors, better alignment, and projects that actually move forward without getting bogged down by back and forth. That collaboration gives you, you know, a competitive edge.
Exactly. And speaking of a competitive edge, mining operations today need to leverage emerging trends to stay ahead. With tools like AMT, you not only keep up, you're actually setting the pace.
Couldn't agree more. Think about it. Predictive analytics, dynamic life cycle costing, RVIC, OSCE, I think all of these were what futuristic concepts a few years ago. Now they're here and they're reshaping the industry.
And it's just the beginning. We're seeing innovation accelerate from machine learning to IoT integrations, making it possible to dig even deeper into operational data. With these tools, mining operations of the future could run smarter, leaner, and more sustainably than ever before.
It's an exciting time, no doubt about it. I reckon, though, the key isn't just having the tech, it's about knowing how to harness it. And that's why systems like AMT are so valuable. They don't just give you raw data, they give you insights, actionable insights. That's the future of mining.
Spot on. Mining's evolution depends on tools and systems that turn complexity into clarity. And like we've talked about today, AMT stands out as the tool that gets it right, from empowering collaboration to optimizing performance.
On that note, I think it's a good place to wrap up. If there's one thing to take away from all this, it's that the right tech paired with the right strategy can drive massive success.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, it's not just about collecting the data. It's about transforming it into actionable insights that make a difference. So to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. Keep driving innovation. And as always, keep optimizing.
Couldn't have said it better myself, mate. Take care, and we'll catch you next time on the Mining and Technology Podcast.